All right, he's finally here. That's good. Alder David Mack from the 4th District is here. Good to have you here.
Yeah, good to be here. I didn't jump in the shower.
I know. No, I...
And then I forgot to shave, so now I look all scruffy for radio. Boy.
This happens when you get older.
Yeah.
This always happens. The thing, you know, you get older and older and older, the mind starts dwindling.
No, it's being retired and not having a regular schedule, which is throwing things off this week.
Well, you are here, and that's good. We're going to talk about a few things in the news that you're working on. Before we do that, how'd you like all those barricades getting onto Victory Avenue today?
Oh, boy, it was very interesting. I went down streets I wasn't supposed to go down, and you made it here.
About two weeks, an obstacle course. 2 weeks ago, at the other end of Victory, right over here on, I think it's Indiana or Kentucky, Kentucky and Indiana. On Indiana, they had the barricade set up because they were digging over there. They had us blocked in. I had a parachute in to get into this place. I need a hot air balloon to get out.
Oh, boy.
They blocked the streets off. I mean, how are you supposed to get in and out of this joint? Anyway, so it's a real mess. It's a mess all over the city of Racine.
I don't know if a hot air balloon would be a good choice because they're pretty big and they may tangle with that big antenna outside.
Well, you got to figure it out. They needed some way to get out of here. And the whole city is you either got potholes or roads are closed, one or the other. Now, I did
know. It's spring in Wisconsin, Don. Get over it.
Yeah, when my axle breaks, I'll drive it over to your house and say, fix it. Now, I did notice on Main
Street. It'll be sitting there a long time. I'm not mechanically inclined if you haven't figured that one out.
Now, in Main Street, I noticed from downtown on down to 16th Street, they started patching, cold patching. And that's good. Get those major, even on downtown, there are some holes on that street when you go down, ba-boom. I mean,
you know,
there's no excuse for not fixing. There isn't an excuse.
It could still snow next week.
No, it's not snow. It doesn't matter. Fix him with a cold patch. I remember when I worked at a different radio station and I was talking to one of the people who was responsible. He says, we cold patch it in the winter and we hot patch it when it gets warm again. There's nothing wrong with putting something in those holes, a cold patch. Nothing wrong with that.
You should get Commissioner Rooney on here to talk about...
I got you on here. You're the alder for me.
Yeah, but Commissioner Rooney's the expert on cold patching and hot patching and this and that.
Well, they did cold patch it, I notice, on Main Street now. Mm-hmm. They had to fix it. I mean, you were bum bum. That Spring Street. I know that's a county problem. We'll get Melissa Caprillion in here to talk about that. I'll get her.
Or Renee Kelly.
Oh, yeah, I'll get Kelly in here. We'll talk about that. That Spring Street, you know, the stretch I'm talking about, it's horrible. Forget you got to go around the barrels. I understand that they're doing construction, but the road itself is nothing but boom, 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 boom. And the railroad tracks. Now, I know they're not responsible for the railroad tracks, but they got to get it done. They got to get somebody to fix this stuff.
Maybe you can get Angelina Cruz in here and, I was blaming the state for the railroad tracks. Well, I still blame
the railroad's responsible for the railroad tracks. Yeah. It's just awful. The roads are awful. And, okay, that's enough. I got my screaming at you. Let's talk about the speed humps. You're talking about on the Michigan Boulevard.
Yeah, it's something that was started under former alderman Amanda Paffrath. The city had...
Say that three times fast.
Yeah. The city had purchased some temporary speed bumps to test them out around various parts of the city, and they'd put one on Michigan Boulevard. And
speed humps or bumps?
Humps.
Humps, okay.
Yeah. There's a difference between humps and bumps, and quite frankly, Commissioner Rooney gave us a big lengthy explanation, but these are called humps, not bumps.
Now, you know where there's real good big speed bumps that are annoying? The old Walgreens was on Memorial Drive and State.
He said speed bumps are something that they use in parking lots.
Okay, he's wrong, because there's two speed bumps on either side of the railroad tracks on State Street, right where the old Walgreens was. And they've been there for a couple of years, and they're not humps. They are bumps. They are bumps.
I said...
You know what I'm talking about?
Invite Commissioner Rooney in, because he can talk to you. No, I don't. I didn't... Speed humps, bumps, or whatever wasn't something that
these
was
are
utilized.
Bumps. These are bumps
by the city. At least that's what our impression was until we passed an ordinance a year and a half ago or so. But anyway, back to Michigan Boulevard.
We got the mayor in tomorrow. We'll hit him with
it. Yeah, hit the mayor with that.
We got him in tomorrow.
Give him an FYI. Be prepared to talk about the speed bump on State Street by the railroad tracks.
Well, you know what it is? It's an annoying. You hit it, and if you hit it fast, it's boom. I mean.
Well, you're not supposed to hit a speed hump fast.
Yeah, but at night you can't see them. They're not yellowed out. Mm. Sometimes they yellow them. Yeah. So you get, they're not. Now, I know they're there. Because I've been,
you want to know about the speed hump on Michigan Boulevard?
Yeah, let's talk about the humps on the, let's talk about your humps.
So anyway, the residents have an issue on Michigan Boulevard. It's a nice long stretch on the lakefront. People race up and down it. And I've been shown video. I've been shown pictures of cars that have been in accidents. And last summer, I was sitting out, and I heard, boom, you know, and I'm, what, a couple blocks away from it, and I hear all the sirens, so I run down, and there, a car had come super fast around the curve by the zoo there, and I think it hit a pole or a tree, and it flipped over, and that's something that we're trying to alleviate, one step, so I had to get the bus route routed off of Michigan Boulevard, found out that no one was utilizing the bus on Michigan Boulevard, and that once that was taken care of, we were able to move forward getting speed humps. So there's going to be resurfacing of the road in the fall.
More barrels, more, more blockades.
Yes, yes. But we saved it till the fall because of
the summer traffic,
And also because of the 4th of July parade utilizes Michigan Boulevard. So
that's it?
Yeah. A staging area.
Oh, okay.
So anyway, you ever see that pre-parade that goes by?
Yeah.
That's where a lot of the
motorcycles and
vehicles
fire trucks
and stuff are staged. So anyway, there'll be seven speed humps. They'll be part of the project when they do the road resurfacing.
Are they going to be asphalt speed humps or those the rubber ones?
I don't believe they're going to be rubber. They're part of the whatever they're using to resurface the road with. That's what the speed hump will be. People are going to have to slow down. You can't go speeding over them.
Good.
You will bottom out if you try to take them at a high rate of speed.
Good. Yeah, and we're going to talk more about that with Main Street as well. That's become the Great Lakes Dragway of
I can't put a speed hump there because of it being a bus route.
Well, not only that, the police use that as a route to get to emergencies with fire trucks.
Oh, yeah.
Don't want them bumping
around.
It's
the main route.
Alder David Mack is here from the 4th District. I almost say congressional district. From the 4th Aldermatic District.
Give me a promotion.
In Racine. Let's talk about Lakeview Park. This is one of your pet projects here.
I'm excited about that.
I saw
that.
A picture of you and your grandson in front of the construction the other day, right across from the zoo.
Yep. We were able to get money put in last year's budget, parks budget, to redo the playground equipment. The playground equipment that had been there was old and antiquated. There was this shovel thing that my grandson was trying to use the last time we were there, and it seemed to be broken. Slides were, you know, it was just a simple metal slide and a swing set. So we wanted, my vision when I ran 2 years ago was to build an inclusive dream type playground like they have in Kenosha and to maybe raise money to do that. And I was surprised when the mayor put money in the budget to get it going. And then our phase two will be setting up some sort of capital campaign to build it out even bigger. But even with the money that is in the budget this year, it will be a huge improvement over what we had there. And it will be much bigger. And I think it will be a hit with the kids and hopefully with the parents there. And we've tried to incorporate some music and STEM to it. So there'll be a few pieces that will incorporate that. There's going to be a few musical instruments that kids and adults, my wife's a music teacher, will be able to play along the way. So it's looking good. They're moving rather quickly on it. Last week, they broke ground, started excavating, smoothing things out, and they actually have a footing laid.
I saw it, yeah.
And you can see how much bigger the footprint is on phase one from the old playground.
So you tearing down this playground to build a new one is much like Trump tearing down the part of the White House to build a ballroom. This is on a smaller scale.
The historic Lakeview playground. I'm sure, and I'm waiting for the court injunction right now. There's a few people I know that would try to file one.
Well, when you said you were trying to get funds, that's the first thing I thought about. You know, I was on this playground in Florida once when I was visiting, and they had these whisper tubes. I don't know if you ever saw them before. Mm. They put them at a distance, and you face it, and you whisper into it like that, and the other person can hear you.
Can't you do that in like the Hall of Congress or something?
Yeah, I don't know.
But I just stand on this spot and go over there.
But I found it really interesting that it works. They had it on the playgrounds down there. That was good. All right, let's talk about traffic enforcement. I noticed the cops on Spring Street were pulling people over. They need to do something about Main Street, though. That is the Great Lakes Dragway of the city.
I'll talk to the chief about that. Have you ever had the chief on?
No.
Oh.
Does he want to come on?
I don't know. You should ask him.
Okay.
He'd be very interesting, I would think. But
you can't miss him. I mean, the speed limit's 30 miles an hour. It's 25 downtown.
Yeah.
30, they have to be going, because I see them passing cars that are going 30, and there must be 40, 45 miles an hour they're going. And then you've got the cars that have those muffler things on it.
Yeah.
That brrrr sound. I mean, this is going on, especially on the weekends, all night long.
Yeah.
And it's just a matter of time before they hit somebody. It's just it's going to happen.
I was on Douglas Avenue the other day, and I was in the left-hand lane. All of a sudden, there's a sign that's saying left-hand lane closed because they were doing some sort of construction. Everyone had to go over to the right-hand lane. Look in my rearview mirror. There's a car behind me in the right-hand lane that you can tell is coming up at a high rate of speed. I speed up a little bit so I can get in front of the car, and it's a young woman driver, and she accelerates even more. So I'm speeding a little bit because I'm trying to get into the lane, and I eventually just had to back off, slow it down, because she wasn't going to let me merge, even though it started out that I was ahead of her in the left-hand lane, but no, she had to get going through that thing at a high, high rate of speed.
When I take 16th Street in the morning, there's always somebody who I can't see. Their headlights are so close to me. They're running late for work.
Yeah.
And I'm not running late for work. I'm on time.
Right.
So they want to push me along. They can't cut in the right-hand lane because there are cars parked there on 16th. When they find it opening, they take off, and they are going, I'm not exaggerating, 40, 45 miles an hour.
And you're sitting there saying, where's the cop? Oh, boy. Poetic justice. Wouldn't it be great if there was a cop sitting, you know, two blocks up and nailed them?
Well, it's also at 5:15 in the morning, 5:20 in the morning. But these are terrible drivers.
Yeah, I talked to the chief. There's going to be enhanced traffic enforcement on some of the hot spots. Ohio Street, I heard, was another area that recently got targeted. Hopefully Main Street is. And I'll talk to the chief on that one, because a large part of my district is Main Street. And then we had, as a council, the Douglas Avenue Business Improvement District had earmarked some money towards enhanced speed enforcement on Douglas Avenue throughout the summer, but there's going to be a regular traffic enforcement also on Douglas Avenue in addition to the extra dollars. And so I've been told that's going to happen. Saw a police officer out there on Sunday afternoon, I think, and getting quite a few cars.
Good. Get them. Now, real quickly, because we only have a minute or so left here. In a minute, tell me about your Wienermobile story. Then I've got one to share with you.
Oh, yeah. You know, it's kind of funny because half the time we don't talk about city stuff when I'm on here. But yeah, I had the kids a couple weeks ago, Keandre called, said, hey, can you pick him up in Oak Creek? I got to work in Oak Creek on Friday, and I'm pulling him out of school for the day. And I said, yeah, I'm going to take him to Quick Trip. The new mascot's there. I think he's also the new CEO. So we went there, and we're driving from Oak Creek to Quick Trip. And I look in the rearview mirror, and the Wienermobile
is speeding by you at 50 miles an hour.
It's behind me. I tell the boys, look, the Wienermobile's behind us. Or I didn't even tell them that. I said, look behind us. And they see the Wienermobile, and they get all excited. And all of a sudden, it comes flying past us. And the kids are like, race it, Grandpa, race it. No, no, no. But we got alongside of it. It was doing 80 miles an hour. And snapped a couple pictures. And we were on our way to Quick Trip to meet the new CEO / mascot. And we're there, and Tanner's like, Grandpa, can we go see the Wienermobile next? And I had a haircut scheduled. And I said, you know what? Yeah, we can. So we went there, and we had a whole bunch of running to do. But the next day, I look on Facebook, and the Wienermobile was in Racine. This was in Kenosha. So 2 days in a row, I saw the Wienermobile. 2 days in a row, I get the Wienermobile whistle, which is a score.
Topeka, Kansas, the Wienermobile is there for the NASCAR race. Some high school kids saw it, and they took pictures in front of it, and they said to the woman who was the brand person for Oscar Mayer, and said, boy, I'd like to have this at our prom. Any chance we can drive it, get a road in for, you know, the grand entrance to our prom? She said, sure. She said, let me just check. She called up the owners of the Wienermobile. They said, yeah, sure.
Oh, wow.
And they used it to go to their prom. Just like that, just asked.
Oh, wow.
Isn't that great?
Could use it to get married in, right?
The Wienermobile. David Mack, our 4th District Alder, thanks for coming in.
Hey, thank you.
I appreciate
Sorry
it.
Sorry I was late.
Don't worry about it.